Hi, it's Tim Dre, president of the Illinois AFL-CIO. Thank you for listening to The Worker's Mic, supported by the Illinois AFL-CIO, fighting every day for working families. Visit ilafl-cio.org today. Enjoy the show, and remember, it's better in a union.
You're listening to Understanding Data Centers, a special Your Money Matters, hosted by The Worker's Mic and sponsored by Megan Financial, Coker Insurance Group, and the Fight Back Fund. Now, here's Understanding Data Centers.
Welcome back to this special edition of Worker Wednesday on Your Money Matters, Understanding Data Centers. So we've got representatives from Compass Data Centers, and that is Adil Atlassi, the Chief Technology Officer at Compass, and then Sarah Ridgely, who is the Vice President of Campus Strategy. So thank you so much to both of you for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
So data centers are not new.
Right.
And not specific to AI. They've already existed. Right.
They're and just we use them for everything. I mean, everything from swiping your credit card to getting your health information when you go to the doctors. All of this sits in a data center.
I want to ask you some specific questions, guys. And these are the questions that I think are pertinent. So let's start with water. Data centers shouldn't use your water.
Folks think there's just a continuous stream of water running through these and that it's being wasted or contaminated, whatever. And it seems like there's some debate on whether or not this is true. So, I mean, can you sort of speak to that?
Yeah. So anyone that has an air conditioning unit in their home is using what you call a closed loop system.
Right.
There's no water added to your AC system to drop the temperature. That's what a closed loop system is.
And that's like an industry standard for these, I'm guessing, right?
Absolutely.
And you do an environmental study to make sure that the amount of water that you're using, or I'm asking, I guess, do you do an environmental study to make sure that the amount of water that you need for these data centers in a particular location is not going to deplete the resources of that locale? Is that an accurate statement?
Absolutely. We do that during our technical due diligence for the site up front to make sure that we aren't negatively impacting. And sometimes we even actually have a net positive impact based on what the site was being used as prior to the development of the data center.
Interesting. Okay.
We've only got about 2 minutes left, but Sarah, something that I think is really important is, from a developer angle, there are all sorts of developers of varying sizes that come into communities, and people who are going to these public hearings, I think, want to make sure that the folks who are coming in to build these are going to do it responsibly. So can you give us a little bit of an idea of, how you come in to comfort those residents and give them assurances that they're being responsible, and then maybe what a public body can do to ensure that they're dealing with a high road developer?
I think a lot of this comes down to transparency. Before I joined Compass, I actually spent most of my career on the other side in public service planning, land use, public development. So I've seen the applications that come in for various developments, data centers and otherwise. And the biggest issue is transparency. Communities are often evaluating these projects. They don't have a clear framework for evaluating the developer behind the project. And so I think that's where, I would encourage communities to ask questions and understand what is being proposed in your community. Are you looking at a developer who may be a land flipper? Maybe they're looking at acquiring the land and then quickly selling it. Mm-hmm. I think that's very different from the Compass model, where we are a Class A community first developer. We want to show up and be a good neighbor for generations to come. We build infrastructure and buildings that last 100 years. And we're backed by the institutional capital that will make sure that investment lasts a long time.
And I read your facility is out in Hoffman Estates by the old it's the old Sears headquarters facility. So the campus there, and they needed additional electricity. So Compass built the electric substation. Is that right? I mean, that's got to be some sort of a benefit to the local community as well.
Absolutely. We look at a co-serve model. So we work closely with ComEd and paid 100% for the infrastructure that was needed for that campus.
Okay.
The grid is a precious resource, and we want to make sure that it grows long-term along with the community.
So a good contractor, a good developer will agree to build infrastructure, right? To make sure that people's gas prices don't go up, people's electricity prices don't go up, maybe create more jobs by building more infrastructure. Am I getting that right?
Absolutely. Okay. It's a long-term investment.
And that's the new norm for the industry.
And that should be the norm, by the way. Yeah. If you're a municipality, you know, these are some of the things that you should be demanding, I guess, in your, you know, bid specs when you're putting this stuff out for bid. Build the infrastructure, right?
Correct. Yeah,
there's money to be made in data centers, and you don't have to cut corners on utilities. You're there to build a reputable business that's going to stick there for a while, and, you know, everybody can win.
And it's making the investment long term. You'll hear that there are some data centers out there that are currently building, quote unquote, behind the meter. That's not helping the grid. That's not investing in the community resource.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So for folks that are going to these hearings, it is important to ask these questions and, you know, find out what kind of developer is coming into your town.
We appreciate your guys' time. We know you're busy. And thank you so much for coming on. If somebody wants more information about your particular company, what's your website?
You can hop onto compassdatacenters.com. We have plenty of information. There's also a link to an email address where you can ask questions and we'll get back to you as soon as we can.
Yeah, I saw some really good sort of, FAQs on your site. You know, data centers shouldn't use your water. We agree. Shouldn't use residential. We agree. Like a really well put together sort of
Fact sheet.
So I would urge our listeners to go take a look at that. And I would urge municipalities that are thinking about doing this to use this model, right? Make sure that the grid is paid for and that it's not, what do you call it, behind the meter?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we need to be in front of the meter. All right, listen, thank you guys so much. We'll be back with more of this special Worker Wednesday right here on 720 WGN.